You're listening to a podcast series from Vietcetera Production. Vietnam is forecasted to be one of the fastest growing economies in Southeast Asia and the world. To understand the dynamics behind Vietnam's miracle growth, Vietcetera meets with business leaders every week to discuss the country's future growth prospects. We also learn about how they build and manage teams and why they think innovation will be key to Vietnam's role in the world order. Good morning, everybody. Welcome to another episode of Vietnam Innovators. I'm your host, Hao Tran. Thanks for tuning in every Tuesday morning or whatever day it is for you whenever you're listening to this on all of our channels. Without you, this podcast would not be possible. We're in the midst of season three. We've had a number of guests covering all different types of topics, everything from the metaverse to fintech to HR. And today we're covering something that definitely is also trending. Cloud computing, digital transformation. And it's not just for your average tech company, it's also for big companies, small companies of any type of industry that are really looking to digitize. And we want to learn from one of the experts in that field here in Vietnam and his team, of course, Doran Sahar. He is the CEO and founder of Renova Cloud, focused on digital transformation, cloud computing, and a lot of other things. Doran, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much, Hao. Thanks for having me here.
Let's start a little bit about your background. I think cloud computing, people have a pretty high-level understanding of. Most of our audience, I'm sure, has integrated cloud computing in some way. But let's talk about why you're in Vietnam first. What's your background? Maybe you can start with a little history. There.
Yes, I'll say a few sentences about myself. So I born and raised in Israel, mm-hmm. educated in Israel, have been in the Israeli army in one of the elite units for almost 6 years. Then I study engineering in Israel and start work on the high-tech industry. Of course, at the time, the IT ecosystem wasn't developed as it today when we are talking about early 90s, mid-90s. And when we move forward to the early 2000s, more and more companies start to look over Asia. Mm-hmm. And I was very lucky at that time to work inside with IT company, and then I was start to be involved in Asia, and I really got attracted of Asia. In 2006, I was relocated to Hong Kong, and then that was my first time in Vietnam, and my memory is still stay with me. The first time you see the sun shining in Hanoi, you're pretty much shocked. You're pretty much shocked from the peaceful. Mm. You're pretty much shocked from the people on the road, very
just
friendly.
Quiet.
Very quiet at the time. Forget about the busy Hanoi that you know today. Mm. And then you start, I was starting at that time within the telecom industry. Mm-hmm. And I was really impressed from the enthusiasm of the people at the time, especially in the telecom. And we are talking about Vitel. And I remember Vitel, which is one of the giant company here in Vietnam today. Mm-hmm. They were sitting in one room. And this is not like that long time ago. We are talking about like 15 years ago, 16 mm-hmm. years ago, even less. And they were sitting in one room, same as Mobifone and Vinaphone. Mm. And I used to come there quite often, and I got attracted. So in 2008, I decided to establish my own company here in Vietnam, and that's what bring me here.
Amazing.
And as a self-founder, I start to work with the telecom industry and grow together with them with several technology that I was working with and build a team around me. I was very focused. We grow very fast, and I was I would say we were successful. and I stay humble mm-hmm. all the time, and still keep a very amazing connection with the same people mm-hmm. that going together with me at that journey.
Incredible. So it sounds like 15, almost 20 years ago, you came to Vietnam, you saw the potential of these now giant companies. They're
giant
billion-dollar companies, billions, thousands of them.
And I keep my connection, and I love to go there, and we talk, and we laugh, and always nostalgic yeah. to talk. It's not only about business, it's mm-hmm. about a personal relationship that mm-hmm. I still have there.
Amazing.
And that's the way I was starting in Vietnam. I just want to say that at that time, as a foreigner, if you would like to sell something in Vietnam or you would like to introduce any kind of technology in Vietnam, you had to go via maybe two companies, FPT and CMC. Mm. You don't have too many choices at that time. And I start to go directly to meet customers and to meet people and establish the relationship, and it was a wonderful time. So I was staying almost 8 years in Hanoi, mm-hmm. And then I moved to Ho Chi Minh, and in 2018, I was established Renova Cloud.
So you worked in the telco industry a while, and these old colleagues of yours are still in that industry.
And the banking.
And they're probably asking you, like, hey, Doran, you moved from telco and, you know, banking and all this stuff to cloud. And do they ask you, like, what is cloud? Should we be on cloud? Like,
absolutely.
What's the sell that you give them, like, why I'm doing this?
Definitely. When I came, and I'm talking about 5 years ago, when I present my venture or my idea, and I told them that Vietnam will probably grow like many other countries around the region with the cloud computing or with public cloud, they mostly say to me, it won't happen in Vietnam, Doron. Mm. And when I asked them why, and they said, no, you don't know. The regulation will not allow it, mm-hmm. Security issue, and so many other things. The Vietnamese want to control. The companies like to control. Cloud is about democratization, is about giving power to the people, mm-hmm. giving power decision to employees. It won't happen here, mm-hmm. as you believe. It might be some startup here and there, but not on a mass scale. Mm-hmm. We are in a totally different story today, in a very, very mass scale of growing the cloud. And of course, there is still a way to go in terms of cloud. So I would like to say a few words for people who might don't know a little bit what is cloud. So mm-hmm. I would like to try to define it more accurate to those people who are not coming from the clearly technology side. So cloud is basically providing others or service provider to control your IT. It sounds very scary for a lot of companies, and it is scary because in one hand, you start to think that another company is taking care of your security, take care of your services, your computing, your storage, and you give it to someone else. And this is something that I will always say that starting the cloud journey is starting changing your mentality, and it's a culture. Mm-hmm. So it's not just because it's a trend. It is a trend. But it doesn't seem that it's suitable for every company. And each company needs to look at it and in terms of is it suitable for us now? Are we ready for this kind of journey? Or we might wait another 2 or 3 years and start it from different kind of reason. We don't have the right team. We don't have the support from the shareholder or from the board member or from the key people. So there's a lot of culture issue around it. And of course, technology is technology. And for many companies that are starting their journey or startup, cloud is it goes without saying, especially for younger generation here. But if you look over Vietnam, there are 800,000 SMBs here. And those SMBs, I would say that might be 10% of them today are start to think about cloud computing. Of course, we are not talking about those leaders, companies that are leading the industry here in the financial sector or e-commerce or gaming or any other. They lead the industry and we hear about them and we know about them. But those ones who are SMBs are still hesitate to do this kind of movement and culture change.
Yeah, I mean, you mentioned, you know, these big companies that you worked with in the past, you know, 5 years ago expressed, you know, hesitation about this technology.
Absolutely.
But I'm sure some of them have already moved to the cloud in that 5 years.
Oh, yeah, right? Okay. Definitely. You know, certainly there are a lot of names coming now to my mind that I remember them. A few of them are really rough. 4 years ago when we start our journey with them, they were really rough and they say to us, guys, it won't happen here. We can do that. The regulation won't allow us. And today they are in full transformation. So this is wonderful to say. And for me, it's not about acquire a new customer. For me, as a mature entrepreneur, as a mature person, to see the trend, to see the way that companies talking to me today and say to me, Doron, we still remember you coming here and try to convince us and see where we are today. And I said, that's wonderful. It's make me really, really excited. And so, and the language they are talking today and the way they are thinking today about their new services. So I will give an example. Let's take any kind of traditional company here without mentioning names. And they are having, let's say, a presence all over Vietnam. It might be farms, it might be retail, it might be any kind of other presence. They want to scale up fast and they want to add new services. And this is where the cloud is coming. Why? Because when the sales guy or the marketing person coming and say to them, guys, our competitor doing this and this kind of services, and we are start to lose in this and this province customers, what we're gonna do? They have the capability today without thinking too much with the cloud technology to launch a new service, to go to the market, to promote it, see if it's successful. If it's not successful, to scale it down. So scaling up and scaling down, this is the capability that cloud provide to a lot of companies today. And this is the main issue that you need to think as a founder or as a company that looking for innovation or looking to catch up with the market must do, because you have no other choice.
Let's talk about Renova Cloud too. So I think the sell is there in terms of cloud computing, cloud transformation, scalability, flexibility.
Absolutely.
So what does Renova Cloud do exactly? Well, give me the elevator pitch.
Yeah. Yes. In two sentences, we are helping companies on that part of cloud computing execution. So by the end of the day, someone need to show you how to do it. When you build a new building or you are building a new foundation, you need to go to some expert to tell you, hey guys, in this kind of soil, you need to dig for 12 meter. What won't be enough for you to dig only for 5 meter. Why? Because this and this and this. Oh, why? There are many reasons.
Yeah.
So this is where we are. So We are not McKinsey. We are not like a PwC. Mm-hmm. We try to be very humble and not to come with a strategic, a plan to a company or come with. We go to a company and tell them, guys, whatever you have a great people here. You have a really, really skilled people, but we are the expert on this part to help you to build the right foundation. Later on, you can decide which kind of service you would like to launch, how you want to do it, how you want to connect to your business. This is your decision. Mm. But we are here to show you how to make it in the right way. And at the moment that you have the right foundation, you can grow by yourself.
When you say show, obviously there's a expertise, knowledge transfer element to this. Are you guys focused on that continual knowledge transfer? Are you focused on perhaps education for your clients so that they can kind of, you know, do it themselves at some point? I mean, there's a level of how much they could do, but
yes, absolutely. Depend who you are. Mm. Depend what kind of company you are. Mm. There are, I will say, the large companies here. They want to have the knowledge to keep the knowledge in house.
Yes.
So we are the one that help them to build this knowledge, mm. and of course, we are always there to help them to grow up for the next level and to the third level. And there are companies that saying to us, guys, we want to focus on our business. Mm-hmm. We want to do our business. You guys take care of the whole services, the whole cloud, the security, the foundation, the computing, the process, the automation, the CI/CD, continuous integration, continuous deployment. Mm-hmm. Take it by you, and we are there. And we would like to build our business, and me as a founder and our team, we would like to catch up the market with our industry, either is insurance, either is e-commerce, either is gaming, or any other way, which is makes sense, because by the end of the day, you don't need all the team, which are becoming more and more skilled and more expensive, to hold in-house, and you definitely would like to have a company like us to help it make it better.
Right. In terms of where you guys sit in the Vietnam landscape, well, let's talk about the people at Renova Cloud. I'm sure, how many staff do you have now?
Today we are 45.
Okay,
already.
And
45. Yeah.
How do you find hiring for talent that know about cloud computing? Is it more like there's a lot of people that know about it already, or is it people that want to learn about it, so they end up at Renova Cloud? What does that look like?
Oh, this is a great point. You know, there's so many people here in Vietnam, and they are coming from different kind of sectors, mm-hmm. that really want to study and know about cloud, and they know that it's going to stay for many years. Mm. And they want to advance their career or transform their career. And this is on one hand. On the other hand, there is a huge lack of skills in the market at the moment. There is a huge gap. We are trying to, in somehow, to fill this gap. Mm-hmm. So we established another company called Renolip. And this is a purely training company. Mm-hmm. So we take people who are QA or support or any kind of technical background. Can be even just a programmer, mm-hmm. a basic programmer. And in 13 weeks of a really, really, I would say, commando course, mm-hmm. daily, we're going to bring them to be junior DevOps. And what we, and the model that we are working on that is that, of course, they don't pay for these 13 weeks, mm. but they are committed to stay with us for 2 years, and we are committed to bring them to a project, and we are committed to bring them to a real experience.
Education, but execution of the actual,
and execution,
what they've learned.
Exactly. So, and And this is something that we already start. Mm-hmm. We build it. I'm not sure how big it's going to be. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure how we can scale it. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of question mark. We just start. Mm-hmm. But we definitely want to try that. Mm-hmm. And we focus because we see the huge demand in the market. Again, this is a very hot topic. Keep the people in your company and the right people in your company is always a challenge. Mm-hmm. And you always, I would say, challenging yourself how you can do it better. Mm-hmm. And not only us, I believe that the whole the industry is cope with the same difficulties of keep the right people.
By the way, Doran, I love how you described it as a commando course. It's kind of like you're going from your background, right?
Yeah.
Getting training in the Israeli military. It's kind of like I actually see the design how you think about execution as well. It's like the whole training commando course, there's not a lot of those out there, right? And a lot of people want to get into it, but usually you have to pay thousands of dollars to learn about that, and then hopefully you get a job after. But by providing that course and then 2 years of execution, and usually these projects last quite a while, right? Like 3-6 months, maybe even longer.
Yeah, 4 months.
4 months at least.
Months. So let me just take a little bit for sure. For my personal story about myself. I was in one of the elite unit in Israel, and during the course, which is 2 years, in the middle of the course, after 1 year, you start to navigate. Mm. And you start to study your navigation, and you go by yourself with a very heavy weight. New and a lot of stuff around you, so you helicopter just leave you somewhere and you need to remember all the way, and of course you have a timeline to get, and this is a physically mentally endurement and a lot of cope for you during the your navigation during the day. One of my experience, I arrived to the final point, but I made it late. I made it late for 1 hour, and my commander told me, "You made it late. You didn't pass." Mm. That was really, really devastating. So this is almost 14 hours, you just walked during in a huge mud and rain. With the, and he just said, "You didn't pass it." And the meaning for me was you need to start a month back. You have to go almost 3 months back to start this part of the course again. And of course I did it and I passed it. But you need a very, very strong mental endurement. And this is what we are trying to build in our course here. Yeah. So, for example, one of the things that we are doing, the people in the course, they don't see RenovaCloud at all until they got to the final stage, which has meant the last 4 weeks. Mm. So during the course, we would like to see those people who are really committed. Mm-hmm. Those people, those guys who are really want to see themselves in an environment that they will be under pressure, that they know how to handle pressure, mm-hmm. they know how to handle multitask or difficult tasks, or they know how to study new things, new technology, and get into it. And this is something that we are trying to build in this course. It's not easy. We have another head of training from Israel, and we build a trainer from Vietnam. So we invest a lot in that, but let's see how it's going. It's still a question mark for me.
Well, let's talk about the future of RenovaCloud as well. Like currently, you guys are all about execution, delivering these projects on time with these big, small clients, any size. What does the future lie in store for RenovaCloud aside from just the training commando course?
Yes, that you mentioned? Sure. We try and we see it in this year. We see the trend in this year. We try to be involved in a very large scale project. This means we would like to be in companies or that see cloud as their vision and strategy for a long term, for a long journey. And there are more and more companies here in Vietnam that definitely see that. Even a very traditional so-called company, like even the very government banking, they absolutely thinking about it. And why? Because the big, I would say giant consulting company come to them, that they hire them and tell them very clearly, guys, you want to be in the age of technology. This is one thing. Second, you would like to catch up with the new services and new competition in the market. The third thing, you want to keep your people. You want to keep people and touching the right.
Happy,
exactly. Yeah. And the fourth thing, you want to raise the valuation of your company. And you want, so cloud is part of your journey and you must be there. And they start to understand it and they start to get it. So every chairman today that you will talk, and I believe you are, he will tell you cloud is our definitely one of our core strategy in terms of all of this so-called digital transformation, which is including so many other things inside the organization. So it's a huge challenge for this kind of organization. First of all, they work so many years at the same pattern, plus they make a lot of money. So now you tell them, change the pattern. We are not sure you can make the same money, but you need to do that. So they are really take a huge risk to take it, and we want to be there. We want to be part of this journey, and this is the future that we see for Renova Cloud. So on one hand. On the other hand, I don't want to neglect those SMBs here in the market that are so important, and I love to work with them. Why? Because first of all, decision making is making quite fast. And second, they can see the benefit. They don't believe in the benefit in the beginning. They don't understand why I should start to work on it. But when they start to launch new services, and they start to see how it's helped them to innovate themselves and, of course, to attract more people, everything changed. It starts with travel companies, tourism companies, which are the most traditional here, going to, I don't know, companies doing libraries or anything like that. All of them are really, really enthusiastic to go for the new technology, and you see it.
So it sounds like, you know, these, especially these companies that are not yet fully digitized, they see that the initial cost or even time investment is quite high. But obviously the long-term investment is not just more efficiency or a bigger scale, but it's actually cost savings. Yeah, a little bit more upfront, but if you have the capital or you have the resources, the kind of amortization, I guess you could say, or the long-term value is just massive.
No doubt, no doubt about it. I will talk about one sector that is a little bit behind, but it start to catching up. Let's say the healthcare sector. And the healthcare sector always have been a little bit behind from different story, you know, regulation, and they don't want to release patient information, etc., etc. And of course the process and a lot of and you see today hospitals, private hospitals, and even government hospitals, they really, really moving there. And you see how they so much excited to get and to be there. And for me, it's like unbelievable. I go to Hanoi and meet like a government hospital, those kind of organization I even didn't think never to meet. And today, they are so excited to sit with our people, and we tell them, and we bring AWS, we bring other partners, and they talk with us, and they keep telling us that they are so waiting for us, and that I feel amazing. I don't care much about the business result of that, but I really, really care, and I see how. And they say to us, we want to serve our customer much better. We want to arrange appointment much faster. We want to arrange the shift of the doctors, that they will feel much more comfortable. We want to do so many other services internally and outside the hospital, and say to them, "Wow, I'm so excited!" And those kind of organization make me feel very, very good.
It's a perfect match. It's just like you both run to each other. You're like, we need to.
Yeah, that's right. And I really love it. It's easy to say, you know, to go to a gaming company or a media company like you guys, or of course, for you, we don't need to explain you what is cloud. That for you guys, for your team, is something like gold without saying. Mm-hmm. You just like you come to Renova and say to us, "Okay, guys, how we do that? How we do that? Show us. We take care of it." Fine. But when you go for a traditional organization and transform them in 1 year or 1.5 years, you really feel so good. Mm. You really feel something. You did something good.
Amazing. So feel good. you kind of run to each other. I think that's the kind of key message we could take away here. Exciting things on the horizon for Renova Cloud, Doran. My final question, I usually end with this as well, is, who are you guys kind of hiring? Obviously, DevOps is a critical component of your business, and you're so invested in training the next generation.
That's right.
What do you guys look for? I mean, discipline execution is very key, it sounds like.
I would like to say, I see Renova as my life venture. I enjoy every morning that I wake up and see the team. Mm-hmm. I couldn't believe, if you asked me 4 years ago or 3 years ago, that we'll be in this kind of size of company, mm-hmm. And presence, I say it won't happen. Mm-hmm. And I see today and the team that we are and the project that we are involved in, I'm truly excited. And for me, it's not obvious at all. It's not obvious at all. As an Israeli guy that lives here in Vietnam, as a foreigner, working here with Vietnamese companies, it's a real blast for me. And I'm saying it without any, when a Vietnamese company calling us and tell us, "Doron, we need you to help us in our journey," I say, I'm so happy to come. Mm-hmm. Whatever the result will come in terms of, I would say, business or money outcome, we want to be there on those kind of journeys. And part of this journey, but on the other hand, as you ask, we need to be very, very focused, and we focus on some age. So there are two age that we'd like to be pretty much focused. Mm-hmm. One of that is the, as you said, DevOps and automation, and how to automate as much as possible your services. Whatever company you are, whatever services you are providing to the market. And the second thing, which is very important today, is the data analytic. People want to know what's going on in their company. Mm-hmm. And for you, the most important to companies today is not the infrastructure behind, is what are the results that this kind of technology give us to understand more, to make faster decision, and to get the data on time. Mm-hmm. This is very, very important. So those are the, I would say, the key project that we would like to be involved.
Amazing. This is a perfect marriage, like what you're doing with your execution and your precision with cloud computing. I think I just wanted to comment that, Doran. That's fantastic.
Thank you very much.
Great. Well, that kind of concludes today's episode of Vietnam Innovators. To our audience, our listeners, our watchers, thank you so much for tuning in every single week for another episode of Vietnam Innovators. We will be announcing soon, by the way, some cool new initiatives within the Vietnam Innovators ecosystem and family. Just a little teaser there. I can't share it quite yet. But with that said, Doran, thank you for joining, CEO, founder of Renova Cloud. Check them out if you need any tips on cloud computing, digital transformation, just getting stuff done. Doran, thank you so much for joining the studio.
Thank you very much, Hao, for the time.
We'll have you back soon. Thank you.
Thank you.
Our goal is to be the top children's platform in Vietnam. And to do that, we wanted to fully recognize the benefits of cloud computing and automation opportunities. We chose to work with Renova Cloud, an AWS advanced consulting partner, to provide expertise as we embark on our journey to modernizing our technology stack.
You can also check out the video version of this podcast on our other platforms such as YouTube and Facebook. New episodes are out every week, so don't forget to subscribe to Vietcetera's Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and YouTube channel for more interesting content.